Yes, Sam. Can you hear me?
Hey, sorry about that, Damien. We've been having some phone problems, and it sounded like that one dropped. Anyway, sorry. I was asking, what were we using the funds for?
Yes. I was saying that there's one credit card debt that we wanted to consolidate. It's between $28,000 and $30,000. And then the rest of it is pretty much repairing and overhauling equipment. There's an engine overhaul job that's approximately $25,000. And then the rest of it is to repair three trailers and two tractors.
Oh, okay. Okay, now, okay, so the 90,000 we're looking at consolidating some credit card debt. There's the engine overhaul that's going to be about 25,000, and the remainder would be for three trailers and tractors for repairs. They're all repairs.
Yes, just all repairs and refurbishing two
Okay.
tractors.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as the equipment that you're looking to do some work on, is it all, I mean, is any of it out of commission right now, or is it running and you're just looking to upgrade it?
One of them is barely legal. They're both operational, but they have things on them that need to be repaired, which could get tickets and
Okay.
failed inspection reports.
Okay. All right. So I guess looking at kind of like these sections here, is there an order or like a priority to which you'd like to do this? Is the credit card debt your main concern, or is the overhaul and repair the main concern here?
The overhaul and repair is the main concern. The repair is the main concern. The overhaul is not exactly the main concern. It's due,
Okay.
but it's not necessary today at the moment.
Okay. Now, obviously, to give you an idea of what I'm looking at here on the file, I obviously want to shoot for a large enough approval that will allow us to take care of all of these. But that would require us getting something along the lines of looks like about 90,000 if we have about 60,000 in repairs and 30,000 in debt. So that's my first, goal here, but I'd like to have some backup options. So if we can't get the approval for the full 90, can you give me an idea of a minimum amount that you would still be able to at least get something going that would make sense to you, to start off with here? Just a minimum amount.
Thirty-five thousand.
Okay, and I can work with that. Like I said, obviously I'm gonna get you approved for the largest amount, and then we'll work backwards from there. We'll see what we're working with. Now, as far as a timeline goes, how soon did you need to get the funds in place? This is a pretty pressing matter to get all the equipment repaired.
It's a little pressing, but I don't have the time to do it now. Right now, I'm just trying to work until before the end of the year, so I could create the time at the end of the year. So I'd be needing it sometime in the middle of December.
Sometime in the middle of December. Okay. Okay. So right now we just kind of want to see, have it available for you, and then look to pull the trigger around the middle of December. Okay.
Right.
All right. And the reason I ask is these types of have you done a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay. I can give you a nice little rundown of it. Basically, these programs, they're tied directly to the bank account, the cash flow of the business. So because of that, when we get an approval, it's usually a pretty short shelf life on that approval. They expire pretty quickly. So what I want to do is I want to get you the actual approval sometime in a window of about 2 weeks from when you need the cash, so it's current and active and ready to go as soon as you need it. Now, the way that it works is we'll get you approved for the largest amount. It's unsecured cash that gets deposited directly into your business checking account, and you're free to use it however you see fit. We set you up on a payback schedule that usually is daily or weekly, depending on what you qualify for. And then we'll also have options for you moving forward. It's a revolving line. It's a renewable source of capital. So once you establish the relationship with us, get a couple of months into the term, we open you up to refinancing options where we'll give you additional cash and longer terms. Now, does that sound like it's in line with what you're looking to do here?
No. When is it tied to the bank account? What do you mean? Like, there's a withdrawal every day or every week? And
I'm sorry. What was that? I couldn't quite hear you.
You said that there's a daily withdrawal or a weekly withdrawal.
Yeah, typically the way these are set up is for first-time customers, you usually start off with either a daily payment or a weekly payment, depending on what you qualify for. You guys, it looks like I should be able to get a weekly option for you looking at the credit report here. So it's set up just so it's an automatic payment from the bank account. Do you follow me with that?
Yes.
Okay.
How does a secured working capital work? How would that work? What would you need for that?
For a secured loan?
Yes.
Yeah, so, if you guys are, a secured loan would be something more along the lines of purchasing equipment. So if you guys are looking to, purchase a new truck or a new trailer, that would absolutely be an option for you as well. So those, our terms usually go up to 5 years on those, and it's monthly payments on those. So if you guys are looking to purchase equipment as opposed to just, rebuild or refurbish, that is absolutely a route that we could go.
Okay.
Now, I think right now for the time being is we want to get an idea of exactly what's going to be available to you. So what I'd like to do is move the file along, get you an initial approval for a total amount and the longest term possible, and then we can kind of work backwards from there. But like I said, I don't want to get the actual full approval for you until we are closer to the time that we would want to actually pull the trigger, so it is available when that time comes. What I can do right now for you is get you an initial approval that will tell you how much is available and how long we would be able to do a term for.
Okay.
So that's the stage that we're at right now. Like I said, we just got your file here in underwriting. I just wanted to confirm a few details. I'm going to go ahead and move the file along. We should be able to get you some initial feedback probably by tomorrow afternoon or possibly on Thursday morning. But at that point, we will have Tyler reach back out to you.
All right.
Okay. Fine. All right, well, thanks a lot for your time, Damian. Appreciate it, and we will be in touch soon.
All right, well, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks a lot.